Speaking in Juba yesterday at the 25th RJ McManally meeting, the group's interim chairperson, Charles Tai Gitwai, said national authorities should put resources together to bring an end to the subnational conflicts. He says unless immediate action is taken, the fighting in Upper Nile and Jonglei could destabilize other parts of the country. CITESAM VM is a multinational body that monitors compliance with the South Sudan Peace Agreement signed in 2018. The body has monitoring and verification teams located in 9 of the most conflict-affected parts of the country.
RJMEC is deeply concerned over the escalating violence both Upper Nile and Jonglei states, with innocent lives being lost, thousands displaced, livelihoods and property destroyed, if not addressed urgently. The wider ramification of such violence could destabilize the ongoing implementation of the peace agreement.
Gitwai says it is important that the ceasefire transitional security arrangements, monitoring and verification mechanism, or CITESAM VM, which reports to RJMEC, be given the necessary resources to investigate and evaluate violent incidents.
In terms of humanitarian affairs, according to UN OCHA, an estimated 9.4 million people are expected to have humanitarian and or protection needs in 2023, an increase of 500,000 people since 2022. As we know, there are growing concerns that the magnitude and the severity of humanitarian needs are persistent and rising.
RJMEC is responsible for monitoring and overseeing the implementation of the revitalized peace agreement. And the mandate and task of the Artigonu, including the adherence of the parties to the agreed-to timelines. The team patrols the areas of responsibility and gathers information on potential violations of the agreement and reports that information to the headquarters in Juba for further action. Gitwai says RJMEC continues to face obstacles in executing the monitoring mandate, including being denied access to key information.
CITESAM VM has written further violation reports about denial of access, information, harassment of CITESAM VM personnel at Winliet cantonment site in Central Equatoria State, and recruitment and training in Northern Bargasel State.
Gitwai stressed that regional bodies such as EGAD and the African Union have shown a commitment to building on the progress the country has made in finding lasting peace, but says the government should match that level of determination. In a statement released yesterday, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Turk, said at least 166 civilians have been killed and 237 others injured in the last 4 months as clashes have intensified in South Sudan's Upper Nile state. Turk called the violence appalling, adding over 20,000 people have been displaced due to the violence in Upper Nile state since August. This week, the South Sudan People's Defense Force said it deployed troops to the Sholo Kingdom in Upper Nile state to de-escalate continued violence between the Agwelek militia loyal to General Johnson Olunch and an armed militia from neighboring Jonglei state called the White Army, which invaded the area. South Sudan's army spokesman told South Sudan in Focus the soldiers were given explicit orders by President Salva Kiir to end the fighting. For VOA News, I am Ding Guiding in Bor.